that movie. There's no doubt. Guy Ritchie and Jason Statham together again.
Yeah.
340 here on Sports Radio 96.7, 1310 The Ticket. This is the afternoon show known as The Harp. Bob and Corby and Danny and Ty and Mino here for you on this Wednesday, May the 5th. As we ended May the 4th yesterday.
You know, that makes this.
What is it, Revenge of the 5th?
No, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, Cinco more, de Moro.
The whole May was like Star Wars themed.
Well, I think Ty does have one for this.
Rogue One Tuesday and...
Ty?
It is. This is Revenge of the 5th.
Revenge of the 5th.
Did you just make that up?
No, that's, no. That's out there.
The it's out there, man.
Did your newsletter tell you to make sure you infiltrate your workplace with yet another day of Star Wars-based fun?
By the way, Mark Hamill tweeted yesterday, he goes, I'm beginning to think that the only movie that will ever have a day dedicated to it that I'm in is Star Wars.
Well, what else would it be?
Well, that's his joke. It's a comedy joke that he's never, ever going to be in anything like that.
Maybe you should stick to acting.
So did you guys know we're about to be attacked?
By clones?
Dude, I know where you're going with this.
By the cicada.
Didn't a drone attack college football last weekend, too?
The cicada?
Is it cicada?
Like Mexican cicada.
Not John cicada.
Not John cicada.
Yeah, it's a cicada.
Millions and millions of John cicadas are taking over.
No, it's a cicada, and this is incredibly weird. And I've never heard of this, and we live in cicada country, and this is an odd story. See if you've heard of this, Dan.
This was predicted in the Bible, by the way, because cicadas are, in fact, locusts, I believe.
They are.
Yeah, I can't break down the different genres of locust or cricket or whatever you're involved in, whatever your specialty is. I will say when I first moved to Texas, it was that summer of 1998.
Texas.
And I could not freaking believe what plague.
That was crickets, not locusts.
Okay, that's not this?
No.
Okay, because
but I mean,
then,
the same family, same stuff.
Well, what I'm getting at is when I stayed at our long-term apartment that Bruce Gilbert set us up at,
right.
Up the tollway, we backed our car up and could not believe the amount of racket under the car as we were
crunching,
steamrolling them by the dozens, maybe by the hundreds. The entire parking lot is just resurfaced with a quarter inch of whatever these were. Mm. I had never seen it before, and it was like my second day in Texas, and I'm like...
What did I get myself into?
Is everybody not freaking out? Like, this is normal for them?
Bob thought he was just moving down here to move next to Mike Hegman, and suddenly it's just a swarm of locusts.
Hegman.
Napa know-how.
Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
Long? What are we talking about here?
It's not hibernating, it's procreating underneath, and there are, from what I've read, depending on, there's like 17-year gaps where these things will fester underneath the surface of the earth and then make their big break.
All right, you want to hear a university-trained specialist in this matter?
Not me.
An entomologist?
Yeah.
Whatever that is?
Yeah.
They study insects, Bob.
Okay, he says, or she, let's see. We have Michael Raup, all right? So here's what Michael's got to say on this. You've got a creature that spends 17 years in a COVID-like existence. We can't just say isolation?
Right.
Okay, fine. In a COVID-like existence, isolated underground, sucking on plant sap. In the 17th year, these teenagers are going to come out of the earth by the billions, if not trillions. They're going to try to best everything on the planet that wants to eat them during this critical period of the nighttime when they're just trying to grow up. They're just trying to be adults, shed that skin, get their wings, go onto the treetops, escape the predators.
And like literally, they are shedding their protective armor. Am I wrong here?
You'll see their exoskeletons just attached to trees.
Yeah.
Okay, this next paragraph may have a few drops in it. I'm not sure. Once in the treetops, it's going to be about romance. It's only the males that sing. It's going to be a big boy band up there as males try to woo those females, try to convince that special someone that she could be the mother of his nymphs.
See, they know. You join a band.
He's going to perform, sing songs. If she likes it, she's going to click her wings. They're going to have some wild sex in the treetop. Am I being pranked here?
No, that's real. It's real.
Okay.
But you got to survive first.
Then she's going to move out to the small branches, lay their eggs. Then it's all going to be over in a matter of weeks. They're going to tumble down. They're going to basically fertilize the very plants from which they spawn. 6 weeks later, the tiny nymphs are going to tumble 80 feet from the treetops, bounce twice, burrow into the soil, and go back underground for another 17 years.
So they're also tasty treats for every single animal out there,
mm-hmm.
including the dog. I don't know if you've encountered this yet, but it is such a big protein snack for the dog.
They love them.
Yes, they do. And to see excitement,
oh my God,
of those things spinning around on the ground and the dog just like...
There's
you know,
no better comedy show than watching Geraldine go after a locust or a June bug.
Yeah, they're really good for them.
I bet you the locust doesn't think so.
Yeah, no.
I'm not really concerned with their agenda.
No. But
you're,
yeah.
You're not lobbying for big locusts?
No.
Let's see. Dogs, people, you know, because I guess in some countries or some third world countries, maybe here.
Dip a little chocolate on those bad boys.
Eat some cicadas. So people, pets, rodents, marsupials, reptiles, birds, fish, insects, arachnids will all eat them. Like Laura, probably praying mantis or something like that will go after him. I mean, everybody is a predator to the cicada.
And they're so loud, they're easy to find.
Yeah, I know. They're up there all horny in the trees. That's what you hear.
It is a pretty incredible sound when they do this and they infiltrate your neighborhood.
I feel it's a southern thing.
And you listen to it at night. It is.
But
it's amazing.
Like the article I read, they're up in the Midwest, too. They're going to be haunting everything. Was that a big player when you were growing up?
No way.
No?
It says they'll be in 15 states from Indiana to Georgia to New York.
Wow.
It doesn't seem to cover Texas, but I'm positive we're in the mix.
Oh, yeah, dude. We got to be. So this is all coming down this month?
According to Channel 5, that's the case. There are signs that it is imminent.
Man, that is like, I mean, when I think about that, I think about being a kid. And I don't know why that resonates with me more.
It's summer.
Is that it?
It makes you think of summer.
Yeah. And it's just so loud and it's incessant.
Yep.
And it's almost like it's
hot.
It's almost like a metronome sound, you know? Like it's so constant.
I love it. It's almost like background noise.
Yeah, it is.
You don't really notice it unless you think about it.
And I think if you weren't from around here and you kind of showed up one night on someone's piece of property and you heard that, you're like, what is happening here?
Like, if you focus on it, it'll drive you insane. So
right.
You just find this, you know, this instinct to tune it out. It's like marriage.
This claims...
That's interesting.
This claims it can get to 105 decibels, though.
Yeah, it's loud.
And here's my vote. Let's swap these guys out and make mosquitoes go away for 17 years.
Yeah, they're good for the mosquitoes. That's true. But...
Wait, they eat mosquitoes?
Right. Well, they got to eat something. I'm assuming they eat like something tiny.
Eat plant life, don't they?
Oh, is that what he just said?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a bummer.
Let's see. People tend to be scared of the wrong insects. The mosquito kills more people than any other animal because of malaria and other diseases. Yet some people really dread the cicada emergence.
Nah,
they're harmless.
We're all mixed up.
Yeah, they're all good.
But they do fly pretty blindly, you know?
Yeah, they'll
fly into your mouth and they don't know it.
They're just big enough too to be gross. You know what I'm saying? Like, mosquitoes are small enough to where they're a nuisance, but they're not disgusting. Like, cicadas can be disgusting.
Yeah.
Right?
They're kind of slimy, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why when the dog eats them and they're looking at you and you're like, oh, God, I'm going to lick your face.
All right.
Good times ahead.
Yep, we're all going to die.
Shout out to the cicadas.
All right, so last night we experienced weird baseball, and we've experienced it before, and we're going to experience it what apparently is for good, and that is sticking that guy on second base.